Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is my buddy from Oklahoma. It's Tommy Biffle, and welcome to the program, Tommy.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great, and you are too. What a great year you had at FLW. Did a great job at BASS, but finished fourth overall in the FLW standings. Led it for a while, and looked like you were going to win that thing.
Well, I had three tournaments that I just missed the top 10 by less than a pound. And, you know, if you could have made the top 10, and, you know, wherever you finished in the top 10, it would have made a lot better year.
Well, you had a lot of the year you were leading the pack and doing real, real well, and had to make a decision about halfway through. If you're going to go out in California, you're going to stay and fish FLW. You made a tough decision.
Yeah, it was a real hard decision because I wanted to make the Bassmaster Classic, and I was in good shape there. But I had Angler of the Year on FLW that I thought I had a good shot at winning it. Also, the Ranger Cup. So, I had a hard decision to make.
Well, you ended up fishing the FLW. Of course, we mentioned earlier you finished fourth overall. You had a tournament down at Kentucky Lake you wish you could have had back.
Yeah, I wished I had that one to do over. You know, it should have been a flipping tournament. Water was up high in the bushes, 10 feet high was what it ended up being. But that one I'd like to have done over.
Well, you know that lake very, very well, as you do most of the lakes in the country because you travel so much. And kind of, you know, you went through, as we set this interview up, you were kind of talking about, hey, I knew they had to be in the bushes, but a lot of the guys caught them out, too.
Yeah, it was one out, you know, Carolina rigging crankbait on the old bank line. And I had that in the back of my head that they could be there, but I'd go up in the trees and I'd catch a 4 or 5 pounder and catch another couple of good ones, and I'd think I'd just keep finding, you know, would find a big load of them way back in the woods that nobody would find, and the fish never did move back there.
Well, you know, the old bank lines, for some unknown reason, you know, people think about that, and sometimes those fish will stay right there, won't they?
They will. They will. They seem to stay there more often when the water rises real fast. They just don't go back with it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about travel and getting to see the world and doing some of those kind of things. But this year in particular, the guys that fish for a living like you, they have been everywhere and had to do it in a very short period of time. You got your driving lessons in.
Oh, yeah. We traveled, January, February, March, April, May, almost only home about 4 days a month. So it was, it made it hard on everybody.
Well, you've got that Chevrolet Suburban I know you're pretty proud of. How many miles did you put on it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, we traded them out about every 30,000 miles, and that is a nice ride. That's the ultimate vehicle if you're gonna do any traveling, whether it's fishing or just traveling long distance. That Suburban is an awesome ride.
Well, let's talk about if we can. Now you've got something to look forward to, and that's the Jacobs Cup and $500,000 for the winner of that. I know you got to be ready to prepare right now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I have when we were there and Bass, I ended up second in the Classic there, so I've got a real good feeling about it. You know, we hadn't been there in several years, but I think I'll like it. It's going to be a tough tournament. It's a river-type tournament, tidal water, but it's going to be a good tournament, and it's definitely going to be one to win.
Well, let's talk about the pairings a little bit. You know, it's a little bit different. You know, you go to the Classic and you look at cumulative weight, but you really don't have that luxury in the Jacobs Cup. You're really fishing against one angler.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't like that format last year. I'd had a real good day the first day, and the one guy that I was paired against caught just a little bit more than I did, and I think we both had about 15 pounds, if I remember right. And some guys didn't have 15 pounds that was there in the end, at the end of the tournament, and we were at home. So I believe that likes some work to make it maybe a little bit better format.
Well, you look at that, and what happens is, if you remember the NCAA pairings, folks, is that they really are fishing one angler against each other through a ladder. Once you get through the top of the ladder, if you beat your competitor that you have every time, then you make it to the championship round. So much different technique, and probably a much different strategy.
Yeah, you got to have a little strategy in it. You just can't go out there and catch them and catch them and catch them. You've got to, save some and hope you're beating the guy that you're paired against that day, You have another round to look forward to after that, so it takes a little bit of planning.
Well, you live in Wagner, Oklahoma, and have a lake down there at your house, and I know during this time of year it's very, very hot, but I'm sure you're also thinking about hunting a little bit.
Yeah, we're building tree stands, and that's all I've done all day today as well on targets I'm putting in a 3D range and shooting a bow a lot.
We had Dan Moorhead on as well just recently, and he talked about the 3D shooting and a lot of things. You know, as you look at anglers, you think about them just being professional fishermen. They don't have enough time for anything, but a lot of you guys play golf. A lot of you, do the bow hunting deal. There's just everything you can imagine out there.
Yeah, last week I went to Illinois and competed in a national archery tournament over there, and it's just competition. You like to competition in the fishing. You like competition in the archery. So, it's just something to do when you're not fishing.
Well, I got to ask you a story, and if you can tell this and relate it, it's to your buddy Zell Roland. You know, he had a golf club that was pretty near and dear to him, and I know you play golf do a pretty good job at that. Tell me about old Cletus.
Oh, Cletus was Zell's favorite club, and we got to playing one day, and he ended up breaking Cletus over a stump on a accident swing, I guess you'd call it, or something like that. But yeah, we have a good time with him. He likes to play golf, and I don't play all that much, but play enough that I usually can beat him pretty regular.
Well, it's a fun time because I know you and Zell are very, very close friends. You know, we like to give Zell a hard time whenever we can, and this particular club, he talked about it was his magic club, and really didn't do too well against the stump, did it?
No, it didn't.
Well, Tommy, I guess the next thing down the line is you got to think about, okay, I get through the Jacobs Cup, I win that. Then I got to prepare right away again to start thinking about springtime. And I'm sure, you'll get some hunting in and do some things in the fall. But how do you get that mental edge going?
Well, usually by the time that time of the year comes around, you're ready to go again. And, you're looking forward to it, and you're excited about the new tournaments and new schedules. And you're just all pumped up and ready to go and, get your equipment ready and get everything ready during the winter, and spring rolls around, you're ready to go, which really is 1st of January. It's not really spring.
Now, where are you going? Are you going to fish both trails again next year?
I imagine Bass hadn't come out with their schedule yet, but I know we're going to do our Chevy nights at both FLW and BAS tournaments, so if I have to be there to do the Chevy night, I plan on fishing the tournament too, probably.
Well, it's a lot of travel, and I know that a lot of the anglers would like to see them spread it out, maybe have some spring tournaments and then have some fall ones as well. What's your opinion of that?
Well, I like fall for hunting, and I do a lot of hunting and all kinds of archery things in the fall. So, I'd like to see them spread them out a little bit more in the spring, and, if they want to have some in the fall, that's fine too. But last year was really a tough year. They had too many too close together, and it kept you on the road almost a solid month.
Well, if you look back now and you've had the opportunity to look back, is there anything you might have changed or you might have thought of as you fished those tournaments? Hey, if I'd have just done this or done that, do you have anything you recollect about that?
Oh, not really. I had three tournaments in FLW that I missed the top 10, less than a pound, just by ounces. And, I wish I'd have had a couple more ounces to get in the top 10. And, it would have made a world of difference on the year's finish.
Well, as we look at next year and we look at what's going to happen here at the Jacobs Cup, now I'm sure you're going to be at the Classic working for your sponsors as well, right?
Yeah, we'll be there for Ranger and Chevy and Mercury and all the sponsors.
Well, it's an absolute great opportunity to talk about bass fishing, folks. We get to go to the Bassmaster Classic this year. It's in New Orleans. Jacobs Cup is in Richmond, Virginia, on the James River, I believe, and it'll be a great opportunity to walk and talk to these pros. They're a lot different than maybe a football player or a baseball player where you can't get near them, but the anglers are still there all the time, aren't they, Tommy?
Yeah, they are. They're a good bunch of guys, and we just like to sit around and talk about fishing.
Well, I appreciate you being with me, and I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.